Howdy, everybody. Ugh. It says fucking howdy. So, I'm now that guy who is wearing headphones and recording in the car. So, I've been gone a while, and as you can tell, and as I've mentioned, I'm in the car. So, I really want to get back to doing these, honestly, and I'm really sorry if the quality of this is very subpar. It probably is, but in proper fashion, I am doing things a little bit different than normal because I like to be different. So, I'm trying Anchor again. Eventually, I'm going to get a proper microphone. Eventually, I'm going to do these on my computer. Eventually, I am going to sorry, it's very distracting to talk, get my thoughts out while I'm driving. Especially when someone's U-turning a Ford Explorer in the middle of a two-lane road, residential. And anyway, so I'm going to be making YouTube videos again very soon. My motivation is, as it always is, as it always has been, lackluster. It's difficult to find the motivation to do most things. Life is very difficult. But I keep on going. So, I might as well provide a small update. Currently, I'm in a vehicle that is not mine, because I'm going to deliver an application, which is almost a surefire thing, to be security at a place. It only will pay a moderate amount of money. It won't pay much, but it will pay better than what I'm currently making. It's a security job, and I think I'll enjoy much more than what I'm doing now. Hopefully. Black Friday is coming up. Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving's coming up, so people really tend to act crazy around those times. But it's a means to an end. I just saw a Ford Explorer truck. Interesting. Forgive me for being very lethargic and tired. I've gotten little to no sleep for 3 days. Anyway, back on track. It's a means to an end. Hopefully by springtime, there is a government job position available for security that I am almost a surefire and almost a sure thing. Me to get that job. But we can find out. And obviously I will talk about that then. I'm on the road to trying to save money. My goal is to get to 10,000, but I'd prefer to get to 15,000 or maybe 20,000. But far stretch, I'm about to have $2,000. Technically, $2,500. Though I am going to be making a few purchases, so it won't be exactly $2,500. But nonetheless, I'm going to be trying to save money. I'm going to be trying to save around $15,000. By spring, I should have that. If I get that job, the government job, it pays around $7,000 a month. So if that happens, I'll probably save up around $30,000 and probably get a new Audi or something like that. Either way, I'm working on building my credit using the Chime Credit Builder card. I'm waiting on it in the mail. It should be here within the next week. My credit needs some work. I'm currently at an impasse where I can pay off my debt that is in collections, or I can save money. I've done my research, and it seems as though even if you pay off your debt, your APR on a vehicle will essentially be the same, because it just shows bad history. So I do believe that I should save money for a down payment instead of pay off debt that is already in collections. Eventually that debt's going to disappear either way, but it'll take about 7 years. My goal for a new vehicle is going to be one that will last me a minimum of 3 years. I'm looking at trucks. I have had my eye on trucks for quite some time. I think that cars are, I think I'm kind of done with cars. I just had a sedan. It's a 2013 Charger RT. It was a very fast boy. It was not stock. I've since gotten rid of said Charger for financial reasons. I'm making adjustments in my life. Many adjustments. So, yeah. I know this isn't as particularly interesting as my previous episodes where I'm talking about fucking cows or shitting in pools or shitting yourself or anything like that, but that's okay. I think I needed to do this just so I could vent, just so I could clear my brain a little. I'm pretty upset, actually. But I'm going to end this segment, and I will resume momentarily. So, I am driving around, and it's interesting to me how dealerships, when they don't have any salespeople there, how they will close completely. Completely close. Gate off the thing so people can't come look at cars when someone isn't there to harass them or things like that. What more can you expect from a Toyota dealership? So, luckily, the Nissan dealership next door is open. Wide open range. The vehicles I've been looking at, the trucks, I should say, I've been looking at, First things off, I guess the easiest thing to talk about is the Nissan Frontier. Speaking of Nissan Frontiers, headphone users, be warned, I'm exiting the vehicle. It's a very windy day, but who doesn't love a little old school ear rape? If I could, I would put pictures in this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there we are. There's some fucking wind. This is probably one of the worst things you've ever listened to. So, 2020 Nissan Frontier SV Crew Cab, 4x2 V6. 4x2 just means that it is a 4x, a two-wheel drive. I don't know why they say that, but anyway, this is the Midnight Edition. It's got an overall score of 4. The reason why it probably doesn't have a 5, oh, that's just for safety, never mind. Its rollover isn't great. So, 20 city, 24, or 18 city, 24 highway. It is very lovely. It's got a lot of tie downs and shit. It's very nice. Nice. It's got footboards for some reason. Because this is an awful day to look at vehicles. Because 27 grand turns very quickly into 34 grand. Yeah, about 32 grand, 33. If you don't get any of the extra bullshit the dealerships try and force feed you. Oh, what a pretty Subaru WRX 2018, as is. I'd love to get a Subaru that is as is. It's a fucking nightmare. You know, I am getting to a point where I am yet again. The background noise is the air conditioner because... And my attempt to not. There we go. Let's crank that shit up like that. Put that shit on my feet. Hopefully it's not causing too much of a disturbance in the sound quality. A beautiful Toyota 4Runner. 2017. But Toyota loves to hold the value way, 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 way up high. For some reason. Good old Nissan Frontiers. I've reached the line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And I almost guarantee... Oh, 12, 13, 14, 15. I guarantee they're all... around $25,000. Before all the extra costs. I do like the white with the midnight. I wonder if these ones, this really is not entertaining for you in the slightest, and I can sympathize with you. I know I wouldn't like to listen to a guy meander. But I am starting to lose my fucking mind. So if I don't do this, I might actually lose my mind. It's interesting that they only have the V6 versions. There's one that's black, that doesn't have an SV badge or a Pro 4X badge. Sorry, phone users. So let's find out. Let us find out. So, 28,000. Don't put any fucking people in there. King. You're a king. You don't need people. Last share. Oh, bottom line sale. 5,000, even if you're on sale, sir. No bueno. You're probably not. Cheaper than these other boys. But I will say, flies open. Yeah. Okay. So, I definitely need a fucking haircut. Either way, back in the saddle. So, Nissan Frontier, why you ask? So, there are many of them that last well over 200,000 miles. I'd love to get one that is, I'd love to get one. Wow, a Nissan for 22 grand out of 2020. That shit must have been here forever. So, good God, I'm bad at this. I really need an energy drink, which I'll be stopping and getting. Here's a boy in a Nissan Titan. A relatively new-looking Nissan Titan. Looking at a Ford Raptor. He must want something faster. Sorry, boy. Ain't nothing faster than dependability. That's another... Good God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more. 7 more Nissan Frontiers. That appear to be 2020s. They have so many fucking Frontiers here. Frontiers, they last a long time. Frontiers, they have not been changed inside, even though there's a change. Is this a fucking 2021 Nissan Frontier? Mother of God! Ah, it's a Titan. So, forgive me, I got very excited. So, the interiors have not been changed on them since 2005. The only thing that has been added is a backup camera and Bluetooth and things like that. Very simple shit. No Apple CarPlay, not that I give a fuck about that. My charger didn't have that. Also Bluetooth capabilities. Nissan Kicks. Good God, I would fucking blow my brains out. Frontier SV, Midnight. Frontier, Frontier. Frontier, 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 Frontier. Titan. Ford Raptor. As I was saying, they haven't been changed in a very long time. But that's okay. It doesn't bother me in the slightest. They're very dependable. I don't mind the way that they look on the outside. It's a, I think with an aggressive tire and some black rims. Nice little truck. They've got a lot of tie downs in the back, which is nice to carry things and such. can get a lot of customization options in the back, aftermarket, which would be quite lovely. Most of them come with this odd grill thing. I don't know if it's made to be attached to the grill or if it's just kind of a holder in the back. I'd probably wind up getting a toolbox. Not that I particularly need tools, but in order to keep the king cab, if I ever got a king cab, which again essentially means you just fold the front seat up and there's nothing fucking back there except a little bit of space. It would keep that from being cluttered. So, anyway, the Kia dealership's closed, the Volkswagen dealership's closed. I don't know if I want to make the trek across, all the way across town, very, very much all the way across town, to see if things are open over there, if the dealerships are gate closed or not. I know that every dealership in this town is closed, though, today. So, don't think I will do that, because that's about a 15-minute drive from where I am, for no use. I've also been looking at Ford Rangers, even though Ford products really just are not great. Everybody knows about Ford, but they start around $24,000. The 2019s do. New. And they have an EcoBoost engine in them, which makes them kind of zippy. It's a little early for people to... A little early for people to really talk about how dependable and shit that they are, but people seem to enjoy them. There are some issues, but they're all at about 70,000 miles, and my opinion is at about 70,000 miles, there should be enough money saved around to be in a better spot. I definitely would have a little fund on the side for any repairs that are needed, a little emergency fund. But, yeah, so I'm building my credit with the Credit Builder app. I know I'm bouncing all over the place. I'm just trying to remember as I conveniently am driving past the drive-through convenience store. Oh, there's a storage place over here. Fun. So I pull into this Fartin Park. As two people almost just collided into me head on because they wanted to get over very early. I just had a recording of a head-on collision. Oh, mullet boys in short shorts, Bubba Camp t-shirts, and Bass Pro Shop hats driving all murdered out Jeep Wranglers that their fathers bought them because they're 17 years old. How nice it must be to have someone co-sign on your auto loan. Anyway, getting back to what I was saying. Did I miss the speaker? There is no speaker over here. I just order at the window. And that is a trash can. So, I'm building my credit with this thing called Chime. Credit Builder. It's got 0% APR. It's got zero minimum fees. You don't have to put any money down and all that shit. Blah, blah, blah. It's really great. Some reports in 2019, people said that they have built their credit 30 points in 3 months, approximately. Obviously, there's varying things with that that also build credit. But building my credit will lower my APR, which my, as I mentioned before, my APR is going to be lower. So, anything that can help, really. By the spring, I would really love to have my credit, which it's now October. So, November, December, January, February, March. In 5 months, I would hope to raise my credit score by about 50 points. I might get a self-debit card as well and split my money. So I can have two credit cards that I'm slowly building credit on. The self-debit card also does the 0%, blah, blah, blah. I might even do a secured credit card where I put 200 down and they hold on to that and then I use it just as a regular credit card. And so I'll have two credit cards that are building my shit instead of just one, which makes it faster. Maybe I'm dehydrated, friends. If you've stuck around this long, God bless your soul. I will be back momentarily. That was just a sponsored segment. As you know. Oh, let me turn this bloody TV down. I don't have long, friends, for this segment. Even though I could just pretend as though nothing was different and I'm just resuming. My thoughts are very scattered. Just like always. I am drinking a Bang. Hopefully trying to wake this old brain up. Liquid crack. Liquid crack. As my friends have called it in the past. Liquid crack. So hopefully you don't hear a bunch of clicking and whatnot. You probably will because, as always, nothing is ever fluid or streamlined in my life. Making sure that my front door is locked. My front door is locked. Hearing the rattling, that was the second lock. I'm not a liar, I swear. The wind, as you know, is very, very aggressive outside. So, yes. It is causing my door to sound. Very, very scary. Very, very scary. So, I am playing Shadow of War. It's an old game that Block. Where is Block? Counter. Execution, ground execution, dagger throw, blah, 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 this and that. So, I guess Y is block. Yes. I don't even remember what the hell I was saying. If only I could go back and listen. I might as well start at a good spot. As I was saying, I feel like I'm starting to lose my mind again. I feel like life is getting very stagnant again. Life is getting very disappointing again. Things are just not going the way I would like them to, which is almost always. So, oh yeah, you're most definitely hearing these. Well, definitely hearing all this clicking and shit. You know, I really do like this game. I like the mechanics. I like the finding a boss mechanic shit. But good God, does it just turn into enemies completely fucking swarming you? So. Oh, I found accidentally the boss that I was that I was looking for accidentally. If only I was better at doing this. Oh, he's enraged. Fun. Mother of God, is he fucking raping me? I'm probably going to cut this. I'm getting to a point where my life is, it's really just not, it's not fun. It's not enjoyable. It's not pleasant. So I've been focusing on a new vehicle. I focus on new things when I feel disappointed. and he's cut my fucking head off. Well, I need to get better at this game. Why does my brain not work? I'm just going to stop recording. Whenever I'm able to collect my thoughts, I will be back. Howdy, partners. It's me. I'm back. And I'm in a much better mood. I don't know why, as soon as I record, my brain turns into mush. I really need to have a proper podcast or something. So, it's been a few days since it's actually been about a week or week and a half since I have recorded the previous segments inside of this episode. Sorry, people love to exit where people love to enter the exit of where I live and stop right in the fucking way. When there is no room, there really is zero room for there's zero room for someone to exit and also entrance at the same time. So, it frustrates me. It makes me want to shoot them. I would never, maybe, but it makes me want to. Anyway, it's been about a week or two. I'm still on my plan to save. I got a new job that's going to pay me more, and it's going to be more fulfilling. I don't know if I mentioned it. I think I did. It's security at the place I already worked at. Now I get to be the boss of the people who were my boss. So that's a thing. I will probably really enjoy it. I really want to get some overtime as well. Over the next few months, I'm going to work as much as humanly possible. Because I really want to get a vehicle. I've been looking at... I've been watching a lot of car videos on vehicles under 10 grand. And there's a lot of ideas floating around my head. So the few ideas I have, and I already mentioned them a few weeks ago. Don't you love when someone drives a fucking massive brick of a truck and then they don't actually drive it? They don't use the gas pedal, so they just go slow. They're going just fast enough to where you can't turn left. Either way, ADHD is in full effect today. So the options that are on the table: Lexus GX 470 is essentially the Toyota Land Cruiser, but it is the luxury version. Not that that particularly matters to me, but it's dependable. The cost of ownership per year is about $560, excuse me, yearly, and I want something with size. I want something tall. I want something that can go off-road in the place that I live. It snows a lot, not as much as, say, Philadelphia, But it snows, it rains. By the time I'm going to get the vehicle, it'll be rainy season, springtime. So it'll definitely be time to hop on that new vehicle, on that tall vehicle game. So I really want something tall. It's got permanent four-wheel drive. The interior is nice. I don't particularly care if the interior is nice on the thing that I'm getting. I just really want something that is going to fucking last. Getting something under 10 grand is going to be difficult to do that. I have found Toyota Tundras that are very well priced with over 100,000 miles on them. That's also an option too. So the Nissan Frontier, the Honda, I'm not going to go into every vehicle. The Honda Accord V6. Stuck right in front of a police officer. The Honda Accord V6 car. The Toyota Tundra. A Nissan Titan. Well, it's really hard to focus with the police officer right behind me. And the Lexus. I'm also looking at Lexus cars. Because all of Lexus seems to be reliable. And my travel distance won't be that great. It'll just be for driving around town, really. It won't get used every day either. Well, driving to and from work every day. But I'm already using a vehicle, a Toyota Camry. It's got 58,000 miles on it. And as a travel. The travel vehicle. So I don't particularly need one that's incredible on gas. I was looking at Nissan Armadas. But they're all quite expensive. Even the old ones. I'd really like to find one from a private seller. I'd love to find any of these cars from a private seller. It's just pretty hard. I don't live in a massive town. I mean, it's probably got 300,000 people, but not a lot of private sellers. And the private sellers that there are not the best kind of people. They're all selling old, beat-up fucking 06 Escalades. 06 Silverado with 290,000 miles on them somehow. I didn't realize a Chevy product could last that long. Shit like that. And, yeah, no. Jesus Christ. Old Man River going fucking 12 miles an hour in a 40. Yeah, so I don't know. I know all of these are really fucking shitty. That's why I always have someone to record with. But that's essentially the gist. I'm in a much better mood. I feel much more fulfilled. I have Wi-Fi now, so I have been playing Xbox. I'm actually going to go take a drug test for my new job, and I'm going to pass it. I'm not worried. And so that's that. I really appreciate you listening to this, whoever you may be out there. I know these things aren't very entertaining. It's just the inner thoughts I like to get out. I want to make this a YouTube series. I really do. For all 15 people that I watch it. I would love to document my journey to getting a new vehicle. It is going to be hard, though. It's going to be hard once I have about 10 grand saved up and I see all these fucking vehicles to make the best decision. I do not want to get one from a fucking dealership. I really don't want to. I don't want to have to pay an extra 5 grand just to get it registered, all that shit. But getting from a private seller, especially in this town, is not the best. Speaking of, I think my fucking, the person who bought my Tahoe, hopefully they got new tags. Because last month they expired the first of this month. Anyway, I really appreciate you listening. This isn't going to be the end. I'll probably make another video in a moment. I just really need to get to this place and then go get a haircut like a good boy. And then I will go home and play some Xbox probably. The Halloween event for Call of Duty just came out, so I've been playing that quite a bit. Anyway, thank you, I appreciate you. Smell a fart and eat a dick. Hi, so this is February 27th of 2021. The rest of this was recorded in October of 2020. Many things have changed. I also have a microphone. Obviously I'm not using my fucking microphone right now, but more is coming. So, thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. I'm going to pump this episode out, and then I'm going to start recording more episodes. Bye.